Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House. Come on in, sit down, relax, and spend the next 2 hours with me as I share some stories, some thoughts. You know I'm opinionated, but of course some great, great independent artists. I'm really happy this morning. You know, I think that sometimes we all kind of go through, I don't want to say a dark place, you know, but just a place where there's, you feel so unsettled. And I think that I've been in that space for just a little bit, you know, and not feeling well, and my daddy being sick, and just, you know, my daddy's transitioning into another stage in his life, which is challenging, and it's something that I'm having to deal with, and just kind of being able to find my peace. You know, if you follow me, I believe in prayer and meditation, and I stay steady with that, you know, even when it doesn't feel like it brings me any peace in a sense, I stay steady with it. And I think that I'm very happy that I do that, you know, because I think because of that, it's helped me today, you know, feel really, really good. And I do believe in the power of prayer and meditation. I really, really do. And I think that sometimes we just need to sit and be quiet within ourselves and give thanks for our blessings. I think it's always, always important to give thanks for our blessings, you know, because there are people out there that would love to be in our situation. And as I talk about on all of my shows that I talk, I mention attitude is everything and how we choose to perceive things. And I think that we need to own up to a lot of what happens in our own lives. We have a lot more control than we give ourselves credit for. And so, within myself, you know, I'm always thinking about how could I look at this? Could I, you know, see it in a different light? Am I misinterpreting something? And for me, in maturing into that state of mind, it's really, really helped me in a lot of situations and how I work and deal with a lot of people that come across my path. So anyway, come on in, sit down, relax. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House. This is my baby. This is where I show my support and love to a variety of independent artists. And I say it all the time. This has nothing to do with just musical talents. It's just musical talents I'm able to play on the radio. But trust and believe, I support authors. I support graphic designers, chefs, people that crochet and knit, whatever your craft is. You know, I love people that are creative. Do I consider myself a creative person? I think from time to time I can pull something out, but I'm one who just definitely appreciates people that are creative and how they can bring something really special into my world. You know, as you know, again, if you follow me, I sit in this window in my office, and I feel like it's one of the most beautiful views. You know, the trees are very vibrant with the colors. And, you know, there's red and there's a lighter green and darker greens, and the flowers are blooming. And there's this amazing flowering vine that's coming over from my neighbor's yard over our fence. And it's just beautiful. It really, really is. And so spring is a wonderful time of year, even though we've been very, very challenged with, you know, what spring's looking like. And I know that across the nation, it has just been some extremely bizarre weather. So the other day we had pouring down rain, sunshine, clouds, sunshine, pouring down rain. I mean, just kept going back and forth and back and forth. But I just really, really, you know, love this time of year in Seattle. We're surrounded by trees, we're surrounded by water, we're surrounded by mountains, and it's a great, great place to be, at least as far as I'm concerned. I actually have a caller, so let me go ahead and bring them in. Caller from the 704 area code, welcome to Flavor Coffee House.
Hello, how you doing? This is David Britt.
Oh, it's my new best friend.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm
so happy to have made your acquaintance.
Likewise. I appreciate your support. You're very nice. I just got to do my kids' t-ball practice an hour at the school carnival riding horses, but I was going to give you a call real quick and just say hello and tell you thank you for playing my song.
Of course. Well, you know, I'm going to play more of your music. But, you know, when I was listening to your music last night right before I was doing my show, I'm like, okay, I'm doing a season show, soul show, and that show is kind of targeting music like an older generation might like or whatever. And I thought, you know what, Billie Jean will fit into that, so I'm going to go ahead and play it. But,
well, you're awesome.
Well, you know what, I think that you're awesome. I had fun with you on Twitter last night, so thank you for that. But, you know, you're my first country artist that I've ever played on my radio show, so I'm really, really excited. Maybe you can send some more my way.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate it. That's very kind of you, but I'll definitely send some more your way for sure.
Okay. Well, I know you're busy with your family, but David, thank you so much for calling in, and, you know, we'll have to set up a feature for you to come on the leopard carpet with me on my show.
I would love that. I would love that. That would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'll be any time. Y'all have a wonderful day, okay?
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was so nice to have David call into the show. I met him through one of my Spitzer Music Group's, family, and I was just really, really thrilled. It's fun on Twitter, you know, when Jimmy Starr decides, you know, that he wants to kind of connect people, and he's really, really good at connecting people, and David Britt was one of the people that he connected me to yesterday, and I just started having fun and reached out to David and asked if he had some music that I could play, and he was so wonderful to oblige me, and I thought that I had uploaded his music. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and play the song that I played by him last night, and it's his version of Michael Jackson's Billie Jean. This is David Britt.
Advice, just remember to always be quiet. Jane is not my lover.
Can't nobody tell me that's not a hot version of Billie Jean. I'm sorry. That is just absolutely amazing. It was the first track that David sent me and the first track that I listened to. I have other tracks, and I will definitely be getting his music uploaded to my music board. But I was like, wow. You know, I mean, a lot of people sing Billie Jean, right? And, you know, can they do it justice? Can they make it their own? Whatever, you know, but I have to say, David Britt did an amazing job with Billie Jean and, you know, put his own little twist to it, made it really, really exciting, and I love that version. I really, really love that version. It's so funny, I was saying that he's the first country artist, and he really is. He's the first country artist that I've ever really connected to and now have the opportunity to play, and I realize about myself, which I appreciate, is that you know, I'm really open to experiencing new things. It's not that I'm new to country music, because my brother-in-law is a cowboy. You know, he is a world champion bull rider. And so when I was a younger adult, we used to go and see Chucky, you know, ride in the rodeos when he would come out to Washington State. And, you know, so it's something that we came up with. My daddy loves, you know, cowboys and the rodeos and all of that. So we always went to the rodeos in town, and very, very special, you know, to have Chucky in our family. And he's inducted into the Bull Riders Hall of Fame in Colorado Springs, and he's in the Cowboy Hall of Fame down in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And so, you know, it's something that it is a part of my world, but not like that immediate, you know, experience. And so I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to have David Britt, you know, be a part of my Flava Marlex radio family, and to be able to play him on the show. As I was talking about, you know, just being in a really, really good space, a lot of great things happen, and sometimes I think that we need to step out on faith. And many things that I've done in my life, I have stepped out on faith. Now, has it always worked out? Not necessarily, but a lot of it were learning experiences, good experiences, and yesterday I saw this opportunity for to be able to host an event, a really big, great event here in Seattle. And I'm like, how come I didn't see, you know, the information prior to yesterday? But it probably was because, you know, I'd been sick and Daddy's been sick, and I just really had not been online very much. And so I looked at the website, at all the information, and yesterday was the deadline. I saw it yesterday, and yesterday was the deadline, and I'm like, okay, can I pull this off, writing a proposal to potentially be chosen for one of the dates that they're trying to fill for the summer? And I talked to one of my business partners, J.C. Cage, out here in Seattle, and I had some conversations with some artists that I had in mind to participate in what I was kind of coming up with very quickly in my head, and everybody was on board. And I sat down and wrote it. And I just wrote it from my heart, what I believe and what information that I can provide that made sense, that fit the requirements of what they were looking for. And the thing is that so much of my life and who I am and what I've done and the people that I'm connected to in the music and arts community and in social justice and working with youth, it all fell into place. It all really fell into place. And so, you know, I pray that I'm chosen. You know, because I think that this would be a blessed experience for everybody involved, to everybody who would experience it. But I just was really proud that I didn't say, oh, no, I can't do that today. I just stepped out of faith, sat down at my computer, and started writing. And I think I did a great job. And maybe there's a good chance that, you know, I'll be chosen to be able to host this event. And if that's the case, you know, of trust and believe, I will be blasting it out. But another one of the blessings that I feel, you know, is a blessing for me also is that Paris Toon down in Arizona signed with Monarchy Records Spectrum Music Group, and the announcement was made yesterday, and so I'm so excited about that opportunity. He is one of the most amazing creative songwriters, composers, musicians, producers, and he's working with some of the best artists out there, putting out top quality product. And so I want to play a piece that's called Never. It's off of his up-and-coming Fat Bottom Lip album, and it features Miss Tanya Tiet.
Never ever hear you say those three words that you used to say to me. There was a time in the past when you did it every single day. I never meant to hurt you, but I gotta wonder if we can survive if you keep bringing up the past all of the time. No one is perfect, but you and I used to fit, and now it seems that all you wanna do is fight with me and talk mad. We went ahead and took a break, but then you said that you were wrong about it. So why now does it take so much energy to come back to me? My heart apart just to end up brainwashing my mind. Like a religious fanatic, it now appears that I'm waiting for Armageddon. So much has changed since I talked about fancy weddings. Do you remember the time?
beginning to unfurl. We've had the tools to shape our history since we were little boys and girls. I believe in fairy tales, shooting stars and love at first sight. Make believe that everything knows his heart is precious. Make believe that Mother Earth won't die for our poor judgment. Make believe that we will rise and make believe in paradise and love. Make believe in fairy tales, shooting stars and love at first sight. So make believe with me, yeah. Everybody say love. Everybody say love.
fantasy. I'm so secure, I'm yours to leave.
We'll be right back.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Flava Coffee House Online. This is where I keep my baby alive. I once upon a time owned a coffee shop here in Seattle that was called Flava Coffee House, and that's actually where I was birthed as Lady Flava. I love supporting creative souls. It's one of my biggest passions. You know, my daddy tells me this is my ministry. It is working and supporting, you know, the creative souls out there and being able to give them a platform to be heard and seen and appreciated and, you know, going beyond their immediate, you know, circle and reach, you know. And so I'm very, very blessed, you know, to have this opportunity to share some amazing, amazing talents with you. And in this last set, I played Paris Tune with Never, featuring Tanya Tiet. Going into Sheldon Butler, one of our Pacific Northwest talents who's down there in California just trying to step out on faith and make his way with his piece called Make Believe. going into one of my favorites. Love the pictures this woman does. I love her music. I don't know if I love her music more or her pictures. Just absolutely just breathtaking, amazing, just vibrant. Anyway, it's Nick West with Eyes Closed going into a new talent. And I'm so sorry. I hope I say his last name correctly. Jimmy Brogier or I'm sorry. I will have to find out how to say his name and what country he's from, but I played his piece called Game of Money. Then going into my big buddy down there in the Bay, Paris Escovedo, band with Latin Lady. You know, I came up on Santana. I remember I can actually sit here and visualize album covers of the music my brothers had of Santana. And, you know, of course, coming up, then you hear about Sheila E. and all the Escovedos. Well, Paris Escovedo is Coke Escovedo's son. I mean, that the talents in that family run really, really deep. Sometimes I kind of wonder about that, if there is an amazing talent, you know, that is in a family. What are the chances of others in the family, you know, being just as talented? And clearly, the Escovedo family is you know, testimony to just that. Life is crazy around my place this morning. I've got my grandbaby here. She's going to be with me for about a week. She is sitting at her computer right next to me, and this is when I realize how squeaky the chair is. You know, normally adults kind of sit in a chair just quietly, still, right? She's making this chair go up and down and everything, and it makes so much noise, it's squeaky. But she's happy over there on her computer. And so, you know what, I'm just going with the flow. Of course, it's Saturday, so I'm listening for my daddy, and I have not heard him get up yet I've heard him coughing. So I just pay attention, you know, to what's going on around here at the Flava House and, you know, just keep things going. But I so appreciate you, you know, hanging out with me today here at the Coffee House. This is actually the most popular show that I do. The other shows are really, really picking up. So I got to give a shout-out to my listeners. I really, really do, because the numbers have almost doubled from the month before already. And the nice thing about doing these online radio shows is that the numbers can keep going up and going up and going up. And so just because a show was done a week ago doesn't mean that it's not going to be heard even maybe months from now. And all of a sudden, if I scroll through my stats, you know, I see numbers going up on shows, you know, that I've done, you know, months back. And so I appreciate all of you guys that support what I do and helping me spread the word. And just, I believe you must appreciate the fact that I just love and support independent artists, because that's what I do here on Flava Marlex Radio. So I want to jump into some more music to play for you. And let me see, what direction do I want to go? You know what? I have a rough piece. It's not, you know, finished. It's not mastered or anything. But I'm going to go ahead and play it because I've got permission from the artist to do that. This is my dear, dear friend Chameleon over there in Switzerland, and this piece is called Bad Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Special dedication goes to our bad man. Think y'all run with? I wanna run. See what I'm doing. Boom. You's a bad man. You's a bad man. Fuck. You's a bad man. You's a bad man. Fuck. You's a bad man. You's a bad man. Fuck. You's a bad man. Well then, bad man, run. Snatch race, drive in the champ. We no rat race, crash race. We know your mouth with the match face. That's right, ready for your ago catch face. Crash face. Coming from the wicked in my hat face. Rocket up your lunch with a hot face. Whosoever neutral, see them a gonna face. Saddam and Gamara in a lot case. In a Gen 19, good how they got face. Then I'm spot clear, when he shot face. In front my mind, never rap with his lot face. And you wanna get up, but I'm gonna get up. Long time we did one telling gonna get up. What I gonna get up? Baby trying to get up. Where the little dumb on them, but them not no better. Father helps to get up. Lions help to get
ghetto. Cannot look after we but themselves to ghetto. Someone's friends to ghetto. How that friends to ghetto. Where they got that speed over men and friends to ghetto. Life to fight to double education. Stick to we go fetch to Mario and get over sick. Not slick, sitting every time with this slut trick. Coming from the jungle to the tree to the cut brick. If we have a city turn pick cut quick. Call lion run him out and niggle leave him a short stick. Excavated, he got him cut it, hot stick. Raving them in a meet up like toxic. Freaking man that toxic. Liquid, a brawl from the candle, cause the world try be toxic. Plastic, bad man be dead to the caustic. Cause the bomb inside me, I be red and I'll be lactic. Ma, come me mad again. You mean I go crazy, be prepared and sad again. Lad again, Christ with the two-sided sad again. Sad again, who is coming out the land and mad again. Things say you're long and you're big and you're bad again. Remember when you see me, hope you know, believe in God again. Change up the team and I'm a switch. Move them up, up them tears, but we now move a ditch. Them a little scratch, and them a little itch. Talk behind your back and I'll see them a little ditch. Miggle witch, watch me never see a giggle bitch. Come like a devil, then we broke your fat bitch. And chuck you in a back of the stitch. Do we chuck you in a back of the stitch? Keep on our mind in time. Divine the rhyme, I go climb. Wine like a old wind chime. I'm ready now to fight against crime. Come in, we're gonna party then time. Some people don't no, fit and up, go. Put your hand up, then we can up. Corrupt, if we happy, we burn your plan up. Man up, got to limit tight when we scan up. Burn the whole of them when we run up. Save you the done up. Who go catch the game when it's fun up. Impropaganda and life be the only thing we ban up. Run the best the aisle with the banner. And wild gangsta hide and we turn up. Got in motion in motion. Never move like an ocean. Baby got to feel like an ocean. Watch for your clothes and who know not to swallow them potion. But I cover we in a ocean. When you
Run! Yeah, bad man, just step on, but we're not afraid of you. Most high, I fight you back, man. Come here, then.
your name is Hibbert.
The Dubber.
The Dubber.
They're watching.
baby's eyes. Forgive me all of them above. I'm still in the dark. Only her love lights up my life. Only her love lights up my life. The moon and the stars. The moon and the stars. They are looking at me. They are looking at me. I am crying down here. And little baby. My baby's eyes. Forgive me all of them above. I'm still in the dark. Only her love lights up my life. Only her love lights up my life.
Flava Coffee House Online, where I support a variety of independent artists, not only in just musical talents, but in all kinds of art forms. So I got to give a shout out to my big brother, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, who just released a brand new book on April 22nd, which is called One Safe Place. I cannot wait to read this book. The other books have been absolutely amazing. And, you know, he came back into my life through his book, Brushstrokes. He is somebody that has known me since I was about 17 years old. I can't believe that Alvin and I go back that far. He became a fixture at Flava Coffee House. He was always there. And his second book, Perfect Circle, was actually written at Flava Coffee House. And there's pieces in that book that talk about the coffee house and myself and my daughter. So that's really exciting for me. So congratulations, Big Brother, on your new book, One Safe Place. Please go check it out. It's available at Amazon and all the online bookstores. And you can go to alvinhorn.com. And then who else has a book? Oh, my goodness. Lamont Carey's got a book that's going to be coming out soon called Your Art is Your Empire. Barbara Grosvenor, well, she's going by B. Berry on her book. Clothesline Blues is going to be re-releasing here in May. And so I'm really, really excited about those particular projects and those authors. And I just want you to know it's not just about the music, especially when it comes to the coffee house shows. It is not just about the music, but I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have this opportunity to share a variety of talents with you. And at the coffee house shows, I kind of try to mix it up because I just think there is a way to blend the different genres together. I just really, really do. Some shows that I do that are kind of straight one type of genre, like hip-hop or jazz or, you know, kind of like that classic, you know, R&B soul. But other shows, I like to mix it up because I think that it can work, and I think it's a beautiful way to be able to expose people to a style of music that maybe they're not drawn to or think they're not drawn to. It's just like me and country, right? I'm a big fan of David Britt now, so shout out again to my new buddy David Britt, and thank you so much for calling into the show today. So in this last set, I played my boy Chameleon over there in Switzerland with a rough draft of a new piece that he's working on, going on his new project called Bad Man. Going into Johnny Taylor's baby girl, Tasha Taylor, with All This Time. And then my dear, dear friend, the Dubber, out there in South Carolina with his signature piece, original rock star baby. And then a sweet, sweet man down there in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Chuck Eaton with Lights. And I have a up-and-coming show I'm going to do here in support and honoring a new project that Chuck Eaton's doing. So I'm really excited about that, and stay tuned for that information. And then closing out that set with my business partner and my partner in crime, he is the Marlex of Flava Marlex Radio, Mark Van Claggett, with his piece that's honoring his daddy, Windsor Mill Road. So I hope that you all are doing well today. I'm feeling absolutely great. I am. I'm feeling absolutely great. I'm in a really, really good place. I posted out last night that I'm much more fun to be around when I'm in a good place. But it's a fact, right? It's a fact that, you know, when somebody is a little bit more lighthearted, not so serious, you know, how it feels like there's so much to be thankful for and to smile about. It's not that I don't give thanks all the time, because I do, you know, but there's been so much going on in my world, you know, with my family and my daddy's health. And you know what? I have to be reminded he's going on 92 years old in June, and he's doing really, really good. He really, really is. You know, he doesn't recognize it, because I think that he wishes he was 70 years old again and being able to do the things that he did when he was 70. But he still gets up. He gets himself dressed. It takes longer, yes, and so he's not out of his room yet. And he's up? He's not? Okay. Kimora went down to check, and he's not up out of his room yet, but I know that he's awake because I can hear him coughing. You know, he still bathes himself. He still changes his own linen on his bed. He's got, well, his appetite used to be really, really good, but when he became sick, his appetite has definitely dwindled significantly. And so I'm a little concerned about that, but he's still eating. He's still reading books and, you know, watching TV and doing word puzzles. And so I, you know, I'm blessed that he is still with me and that he's healthy, you know, on a whole. He is slipping into a different stage, though, and I don't know what you call it. I don't know if it's a form of dementia or not. I do need to do a little bit more research on that and talk to his doctor, you know, but, you know, man, he has lived a very, very good life, and so I need to remind myself of that when I feel sad and frustrated about where he is now and how he acts now. And, you know, I have some great things, and there are artists that remind me all the time. Not that they say, hey, Lady Flava, we value you, even though I hear that a lot. But it just, when we get to talk about their projects and hear the excitement, or even sometimes even the frustrations, and we're able to process it together, that's when it just reminds me why I do what I do. And I love it. I really, really do. You know, sometimes I think about I want to walk away from this because it's not easy. It is not an easy industry to be a part of. And then I wake up and I just keep doing it, right? I just keep doing it. I think it's kind of like being an artist and, you know, having that in your blood that, oh, once, you know, you might think that you want to step away and not create anymore, or you just think that no doors are opening or the money isn't there, and so many frustrating things take place when it comes to being a creative soul who is stepping out there wanting to be supported and financially supported also. But you still have it in your blood, and you keep coming back, and you keep coming back, doing it over and over again. And so I think it's that way for myself. And you know what? At this point in time in my life, I wouldn't have it any other way. I want to play a piece by another local artist. This is just a little short snippet she had done a few years back. And I'm going to play it just to wish that the sun really, really comes out today here in Seattle. This is Sun's Out by Chocolate.
Woke up this morning and I thought I was gonna sleep in, but then I peeked out the window and the sun said hello. Thought I was gonna call into work and laid around the crib all day, but blue skies kept calling my bluff.
Let go. I'm your queen, you're my king, and the one who I can't deal with the jealousy, always bringing up the past.
And this is foolish to me.
And yet sometimes my temper may rise, like Maya Angelou would do. It's a disguise to hide the way I really feel, or do not feel, or keep it real. 'Cause if both of us are always right, all we're gonna do is fight. Don't you stand here in my face and tell me I'm a lie. Oh, I'm ready.
Give up on love.
Oh, love.
My love's never good enough. I never know what to do.
I never know what to do.
To keep you happy.
For me, for me, for me.
Just give up on love.
Oh, love.
My love's never good enough. I never know what to do.
What to do.
To keep you happy. For me,
sometimes
baby.
I
to think that I had a true love that would never die. But my jealousy got in the way, and things were never the same.
Ooh, it makes me
cry to think that
I
had a true love that would never die. But my jealousy got in the way, and things were never quite the same again.
I'm giving
up on
us.
Time's not on our side.
Now we can't finish what we started.
we feel it's okay. We try to keep attraction telepathic. But you and I had to make it graphic. Make it happen, at least it was magic. Now we're on another level on which we're so compatible. Feels too natural. It's all in our minds, so it's hard to think rational. I need some time out to get my mind right. Get back to the center of my life. Can we wind and dine? Next lifetime.
Step back.
Oh,
relax.
Relax.
Detach.
Oh,
think
no,
back
no,
to
no,
the
no.
way before. Talks of us came through the door.
The door.
You knew who my heart adored. Somehow that got lost in all the time we spent. We crossed the line. Time's not on our side.
Now we can't finish what we started.
What we started, yeah. Baby girl.
Way before. Talks of us came through the door.
You knew who my heart adored.
For me to get him breakfast. I've got the coffee brewing for him, so that's a good thing, and I'm running up and down the stairs. This is the time of day on Saturdays when I get my exercise. But in this last set, I played Chocolate's piece called Sun's Out, and guess what? I think the sun's going to come out today. I mean, there are big, fluffy white clouds over the house, but I see some beautiful, beautiful blue sky out there, too, and I can see the sun. So I believe the sun's going to come out today going into Coley Williams with Beautiful Lux, and that is written by Babe Wrights. Going into Dee Jones with Given Up, Jermaine Mobley with We Can't Finish featuring Eric Roberson, and then closing out that set with Jolene out of the UK with Nobody Else. I hope you're doing great. I hope you're feeling good. I hope you have something special planned today, especially if you don't have work. And you know what? That special thing could just be chilling at home. Sometimes we just need to do that, except that I feel like I do that all the time. Spend a lot of time at home. But you know what? That's okay, because that's what I need to do. You know, I'm taking care of my daddy, and I'm handling business, and things are looking very, very good. So anyway, I'm going to jump back into some more music because I need to get my dad's breakfast. So I'm going to play Something Wrong by my good, good friend, Reggie LaFleur.
You know who you have reached? Leave me a message.
Saturday night, I forgot to call. I tried to be with you, but you weren't alone, and you know. attention by the style of your hair. I tried to comb through, but there was someone in there. I thought that you was Christian, like up till that night. I saw it in your makeup, wasn't looking right. Something told me that I ought to come to call. Try to be with you, but you belong to all you know. Girl, something's wrong. You hung up on my line, it's nothing I see. If it wasn't for your makeup, you'd be chilling with me, you know. Girl, something's wrong.
Something's wrong. Something's wrong. Thank you.
All right, we've come to the end of another Flava Coffee House show. I hope that you enjoyed the music that I played today, and I hope that you enjoyed the stories that I told and topics that I talked about. You know, taking care of yourself, you know, mind, body, and soul is really, really important. It's something that I talk about a lot on my different shows, and it's something I really, really believe in. Please never think that I've got it all figured out, because I don't. And sometimes the topics that I bring up are just things that I'm reflecting on in my own life and what I need to do for my own self, because I know that it's something that's going to make me a better person. I hope you woke up today feeling absolutely wonderful and blessed, because that's how I feel as I enter this day. I'm looking forward to spending some time with my grandbaby, because she doesn't live with me anymore. So having her for the next week is going to be wonderful. And thank you all that have been keeping my daddy in your prayers. I really, really appreciate it. And I believe in the power of prayer. Take care and have an amazing, amazing day.